Side it. Just come right on up here through the gate. And I'm just like, you know, I'm almost through the hole here, and I'm just going to keep on going. And he's like, Aaron, what are you doing? This is so weird. Why don't you just come through the gate? Oh, you know what? I just don't like going through that gate very much. And here's the bag of meat. And he's like, Aaron, what is in your bag? And I was just like, you know what? It's just some stuff I bought across the river and buried off through the trees. And look back, and he's standing up on the hill like, what just happened to Aaron? This is weird. Anyway, so I'm just about to the house. I figured I almost made it home free here. And I'm almost to the house, and all of a sudden, out of the little shed there, steps two of my very close friends. And when you're very close friends, you can't tell them no. So they just walked out to me, and they picked the bag off my shoulder, and I was just helpless. I said, you know what? Please don't look in that bag. Because, you know what, it's full of cow meat, and you're Hindus, and I don't want you to see this bloody cow meat, and it's going to make you sad. Please don't look in the bag. But no, they opened it up, and they looked in the bag, and they pulled out a piece of cow meat and looked at it, and it's like, they shouldn't have been touching it. And they talked about it a little bit, and they're like, yeah, you got some cow meat. Hmm. Are you having a party at your house? You must be having a party. I was like, yeah. They said, well, could we come to your party too? Sometimes we eat cow meat on the sly. Oh, I was kind of glad there were a bunch of loose liberals right then. But that little story, you know, you get just a little tiny glimpse of the simplest things that cause a lot of trouble there in Bangladesh. Not the things you planned on being hard. These are things that you thought would be easy, like buying some meat in the market. But the love you feel from the people there, the love and the care and the attention that you feel from those people is amazing. And, you know, I'd like to talk to you more about Bangladesh, but I have something else I want to tell you tonight. And it's about Bangladesh, and it's about Jesus. Jesus came and walked the earth. And he talked to a lot of different people. He talked to Pharisees. He talked to Sadducees. He talked to the poor. He talked to the rich. And he met their needs. He told them what they needed. And I think in all walks of life, and you know, my brother and I, we come from America, and we go to Bangladesh, which is completely foreign, which is so strange. But with Jesus, if we can show them Jesus, their needs will be met. Their broken homes, the heartaches, the terrible things that happen there can be healed. And I want to tell you a little bit tonight about how to witness to a person from the East. And that's really close to my heart. And I want you tonight to have some tools, which y'all probably have already, these tools. So when you meet these people, you can show them Jesus, be they Muslim, be they Hindu. You have large communities of these people in different parts of California. The first thing, if you're thinking about witnessing to a person from another, from the East, I want you to imagine with me that you're walking along the road, and as you're walking along the road, you look down in the ditch beside you, and you see a body, and it's a human body. It's almost a corpse. And it's all bloody, and it's dirty, and it doesn't have any clothes, and it smells bad, and the flies are buzzing, and you look at it, and you're just repulsed. You think, how could something made in the image of God be this disgusting? And you look at that body, and then you realize that all of a sudden, that body is you, without Jesus. We are that awful, we're angry, we're broken, we're bitter, we're dark, we're ruined without Jesus. And without understanding that, we cannot tell someone else about the Lord. We as we realize our total worthlessness and brokenness and total disgustingness, is that a word, of ourselves, we can truly show someone Jesus. And if you're going to talk to a person from the East and show him Jesus, there are three things. This is how you want to do it. First thing, you're going to want to show him respect. Then you're going to want to show him love.